At this point, moving forward, we're kind of working with BLDD yet to determine some of the little pieces that go along with moving forward. They spoke to our staff yesterday and kind of gave some ideas of locations on the Edgington site, but nothing set in stone yet. We're kind of in a holding pattern at this point, waiting to see the results of the November 5th election.
And the referendum language would also include demolition of the existing elementary schools?
Yeah, there is in the wording on that November 5th the word demolish. The reason for that being is because the board still needs to have some discussions about what they would want to do with those properties if it passes. Ultimately, we do not want a dilapidated elementary building that's going to sit and be an eyesore to our communities. So when we have the word demolish in there, that gives us the opportunity to use some of that bond money to turn those spaces into green spaces. Nothing's been truly decided yet. There's been some discussions with it, but that gives us that option to make sure that we don't have a rundown building or a building that is sold to a private individual that's not going to be good for our school district. So it gives us that option to be able to turn that into green space at a later time.
And then as far as the steps of still educating the public, I'm assuming a little bit leading up to the November 5th election. And I think it's important to note it was a unanimous vote by the board to place the issue on the ballot. Do you kind of do some of that stuff now leading up to November 5th?
We're really leaning on BLDD, which is the architect firm, to kind of help guide us through as far as what we can and can't do as far as the district goes. As a superintendent, I can give only information. I can't tell you one way this to vote that way or vote this way. So I'm just here to give information, you know, and it wasn't an unanimous vote. I think the board is behind the idea of asking the community and being in support of what that community tells us they want to see Rock Ridge School District moving forward. And with that vote comes a few different things that the community is going to be voting on. One will be a consolidated elementary. And two, with that would be we're going to air conditioning the junior, senior high school as well. There's also some pieces in there about adding some secure entrances for the high school and junior high. So it, really this referendum will impact all students of Rock Ridge School District from our pre-K through fifth grade with a new consolidated elementary, and then our 6 through 12 students with air conditioning in the high school and junior high areas. So it is a big vote for our community members to tell us what they want to see Rock Ridge District do in the future.